Welcome to Podcast Ed, the podcast of reimagineonline.org, sparking the evolution of education choice. On this episode, senior writer Lisa Bowie talks with Rachel Hyon-Saba, a South Florida mother of four who has two daughters on education choice scholarships.
Today we have Rachel Hyon-Saba, a scholarship mom from South Florida. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, thank you, Lisa, very much for having me on.
We're very glad to have you here. Tell me about yourself and your family. How many children do you have, and what are their names, ages, and any interesting facts about them?
Well, I have four kids, all girls. My oldest one, her name is Elisheva. She's 8. Next in line, Anayla is 6. Ahavaz, 4. And Abigail, or Abigail, is 2. Sheva and Ahava are both unique abilities recipients. And Elisheva has ADHD, and Ahava was diagnosed with delayed speech.
And of those two daughters, do they attend a school or are they homeschooled?
As of right now, everybody is in school, but our plan is to homeschool Elisheva, who's my older daughter with ADHD, next year.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be an adventure. And you say you have those two girls on the Family Empowerment Scholarship for students with unique abilities. How's that working out for you?
It's been really, really helpful in terms of just allowing us at this time to pay for private school tuition. Both of our girls are in Jewish private schools here in South Florida, and it's made it a much easier decision to homeschool our daughter next year because the funding can be used towards educational expenses.
Now, we'll just backtrack here. When did you first learn that your older daughter had ADHD or unique abilities?
I mean, if we go all the way back, I knew that she was really just overactive, but, you know, I didn't have any other kids yet, so I had nothing to compare it to. And once she started preschool, I was under the suspicion that something was awry. It was hard for her to sit, hard for her to focus. 2022 was when she was officially diagnosed.
And how does that condition make her educational needs different from someone who is neurotypical or doesn't have ADHD?
Elisheva is extremely bright and she can pick things up quick if they interest her. So the issue being that when you're in a classroom and you have to follow the schedule, whatever that is, I feel like these kids kind of get lost because they can focus for 45 minutes. And then after that, they're done. And unfortunately, most school settings that I'm aware of don't allow for the kids to come back and refocus. So they fall behind or they're labeled difficult when in fact, they just need that time to kind of recharge or things have to be more hands-on. I know for my daughter. And unfortunately, again, as far as we know, in the milieu we're looking in, it's not available. So that's why we were looking into homeschooling, because she can learn for half an hour and then she can stop. She can go run around or she can color, whatever she wants to do, and then we can come back again. And I just think longitudinally, that's going to make everybody's life easier, or I'm hoping.
Your daughters go to private Jewish day schools right now. Before the scholarship, how were you paying for that education? Because I understand tuition can be quite expensive.
It is expensive, and we were paying out of pocket. There was no subsidies or other scholarships available. So in our case, it just means allocating funds properly. So no expensive vacations, no big fancy cars, holding off on things you might want to do in the house because that was our priority, sending the kids to a good school. We were making sure to do that so that we could take care of all the finances associated with private education.
And is your family Orthodox?
Yes, we are considered, I guess, modern Orthodox.
Yeah, I get this question. A lot of people are like, why don't they just go to public school? And explain to me that that's not an option from what I understand if you are Orthodox.
It makes it a lot harder. I myself went to public school for many years. Thank God it was okay for me at that time. We're more observant now than the way I grew up, let's say. And we really want to make sure the kids are in the right environment for what we're trying to teach them. It just doesn't fit us and our needs at this time.
Right. I assume, too, that they're also able to get that Judaic education, and they couldn't get that in a public school.
Correct.
You'd have to go in the evenings or
on the weekends or what have you, which is what some of my friends do. They do have their kids in public school, and they go to Sunday schools.
Well, the Family Empowerment Scholarship for students with unique abilities had to be a real game changer for you. Tell me, when and how did you first learn about it?
I found out roughly almost exactly a year ago, and I didn't even realize that my kids had a diagnosis that would qualify them for unique abilities. So I was speaking to a friend and she mentioned it to me, and through a WhatsApp group for special needs parents that I was in, I saw this woman who was constantly putting out information about Step Up, about unique abilities, thinking that she was just another mom. And it turns out that woman was Malka Rhodes, who works for Teach Florida. And Malka really just held my hand and walked me through the process. She was really wonderful. And all these new computer systems and specific information and deadlines that are needed can sometimes be overwhelming or confusing when you're not familiar. And I dealt, like I said, specifically with Malka, but she really, really helped us to explain, to tell us what documents to submit. And she even let me know that my other daughter also had a diagnosis, expressive speech delay, that would qualify her for unique abilities.
Well, Teach Florida is an outstanding organization, and they do a great job with promoting education choice, and especially in the Jewish education space.
Yes, they're very, very helpful and passionate about what they do.
Well, how has the scholarship helped Elisheba?
It has helped in that we are able to make the decision to homeschool next year. And more specifically, funding came in right around the time when we were looking at an alternative therapy I'd never heard of. Somebody suggested that I read a book called Healing ADD by Dr. Daniel Amen. And he outlined 7 different types of ADD. And in Elisheva's case, we were seeing a lot more than just a lack of attention in the classroom. She was having a lot of outbursts, and the behavior was really odd. And she would go up and down, and it was morning and afternoon that we would see this. And she herself would tell us after she was done exploding that she couldn't control it. She didn't know where it was coming from. And poor kid, right? Felt awful that this was happening, but couldn't stop it at the same time. Anyway, I tell you all that because when I read the book, I saw my daughter in the book, almost word by word. And from reading the book, I had diagnosed her with temporal lobe ADD. And Dr. Amen does suggest certain supplements that you can buy over the counter. We tried some of those with her, but as she's a child, we really weren't confident with playing with things too much. And because of funding, we were able to take her into the Amen Clinic, which is located in Hollywood, Florida, South Florida. And Elisheva was able to go in for what's called a SPECT scan. It's diagnostic imaging. They look at the brain, both at rest and in concentration. And they were able to give the diagnosis that I thought, but there were physical markers available to back that up. And based on that and her behaviors and family history, they were able to provide over-the-counter supplements that made all the difference in the world. Within 2 days, she completely calmed down and was level-headed. And it was amazing. And getting the funding from Step Up helped with that because it was a big expense. And knowing that we were getting this funding made it easier to do this. And it's changed, without being dramatic here, it's changed our lives because my daughter is able to function a lot better. And that's less of a strain on the entire family. It's not just on her because it was really, really hard not knowing what was wrong and not knowing how to help.
So she's no longer, or at least not very often, having these kind of eruptions anymore?
I'd say we're at 99%. She's still 8 years old, but overall, thank God, she's like a different kid in the sense that she's the best version of herself.
And the scholarship, in addition to helping her physically, how did that help your family financially? Did it change some things for you all?
Just what we were talking about, if we didn't have the funding, I don't know that we would have gone to the clinic, to be honest. So that in itself made a huge change, offering the option to go in for specialized treatment, because this is not something you're going to find in a regular psychiatrist's office. They don't believe in it, or they think it's too expensive or whatever. It allowed us not to waste time and to get her help early. And I think that's part of why Unique Abilities is so special. It allows parents to make choices for their children early on to help them early so that later on we're not having other issues.
Yeah, and I understand you're a nurse, so you have medical background. How important is it to get to these things early as opposed to later?
if people can fix any problem that they have early, like you can stop diabetes before it becomes diabetes, because a lot of people are pre-diabetic. So if you fix that early, you're not a metformin. You know, it's the same thing with the kid and figuring out why they can't learn X, Y, or Z, or why they can't sit in the classroom, or why they're having those outbursts. It's just going to get worse if we don't fix things early. And I really think that should be the focus for all of us parents who are trying to do a good job.
And tell me about your other daughter's situation. What does she need to receive the best possible education?
Ahava, she's 4 now, and I knew that something was amiss by the time she was about 18 months. She's come a long way since then, but she does still have some mood disturbances that are associated to her condition, and her speech is not 100% clear. We need to still work on that. So in terms of what she needs, that goes to another type of therapy that we found out about along the way. It's called MNRI. It's the Maskatova method. And it all works on reflexes, which we all have from birth. If they're not integrated properly, the brain doesn't move to the next level of cognition. And it looks like a massage. It's all hands-on. There are 2 really wonderful practitioners in the South Florida area. I'm sure there are more up north. In fact, they have a website where you can look up people in specific areas. But for Ahava, I'd like to work on her more with MNRI to help make the speech clearer. And having the funding available, again, it's the same as Elisheva. It makes that more possible because right now she's in preschool. She's in nursery 3. She's supposed to go to pre-K next year. She's doing so much better than she was 2 years ago, just in terms of alertness. She was a lot more asleep before, almost like she wasn't fully there. So we've worked on it a lot, but her speech is not, again, 100% clear. So that's what we would be utilizing funding for. It's just working on that to get her to a point where everybody can understand what she's saying.
I understand you applied for a scholarship for her. What was the initial outcome when you applied?
We applied for her a few weeks after we applied for Elisheva because, again, I didn't realize that she had a qualifying diagnosis and she was waitlisted. And I was told that she was going to be on the waitlist 1 year. So I didn't even think about it twice. Okay, you know, at least we got one in. And in February of this year, I received an email stating that she'd been funded 50%, which was really a big deal. And we were so happy and appreciative because I didn't expect it at all.
I assume the 50% was just because it was prorated?
Correct.
Okay. So she'll be at 100% next school year.
That's, God willing, that's the plan, yes.
And then how will having both children on the scholarship help you better able to customize their education? I know you mentioned homeschooling for your older daughter. Or do you plan to keep your younger daughter in traditional day school, or is there something that might fit her better?
Right now, I think she's okay in traditional day school, but we're trying to figure things out. I think for right now, my older daughter has made very clear that she's happy about the idea of homeschooling and she'd really like to do that. At this age, Ahava is having so much fun in school because it's all coloring and games. But longitudinally, I have no objections to taking her out if that's going to help her learn better. We're not yet sure, but it's so nice to have that option that we can do that.
Well, everybody has eligibility now, thanks to the passage of education legislation called HB1, and it allows all the programs also to be used as the flexible education savings accounts. What do you think about that?
I think that's such a wonderful step in the right direction, and I really applaud the lawmakers and Governor DeSantis for doing that for the children of Florida. It takes control of education, which is everything, and puts it in the parents' hands. And that's where it should be.
And just to sum it up, how overall has the scholarship improved your daughter's education and your family's life?
It's made a huge difference. It really has. And we're really looking forward to customizing her education next year by letting her learn how she needs to learn at home.
Well, Rachel, this has been a pleasure. It's been so lovely to have you on, and I wish you and your family all the best as you embark on complete customization.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.